Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, we got a submission from somebody who wants to know if they're the jerk for not going to their boyfriend's family events.
See, listen, I'm not predetermining nothing. I need to hear it.
You need the story. Mm-hmm. She said, please let me know if I am the jerk. A longtime listener here. Can we use her name?
I mean, I don't,
she put it in here.
But I thought that she already changed it.
Oh, maybe she did.
Yeah.
We're going to go with that. My name's Bethany.
Yeah.
And I want to know if I'm the jerk for not wanting to go to my boyfriend's family events. She said, boyfriend and I have been dating for a year now, and we recently moved in together. A few months back, my boyfriend's dad tried introducing him to another woman.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
He did this before we moved in, yet after meeting him once at a wedding. So I had met him, but we had not moved in together.
Oh, it wasn't deep in like y'all are now. Got it.
At the wedding where I met the father, there was drama.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend's sister disappeared for several hours at the reception, so I sat and danced with her girlfriend at the time. A few weeks after the wedding, my boyfriend's dad let me know that the sister appreciated me for keeping the girlfriend company.
Bet. Okay, good.
Couple weeks go by, my boyfriend tells me why his sister was gone for several hours. She was caught making out with another bridesmaid at the wedding.
Ah. Dun, dun, dun.
Fast forward to a week ago, we were invited to a gathering with those same people. My boyfriend's dad said to my boyfriend that his sister might not like me because at the wedding, I told the girlfriend to leave her, which is not the case. I never said that. I stayed up all night wondering where the disconnect was. They were appreciative to now being accused of something I didn't do and personally feeling ostracized.
Mm.
My boyfriend's dad invited us to a cookout. I told him I will not be attending due to reasons above. My boyfriend told me I had to, and he would for my family. I said, my family isn't as dysfunctional as yours. They would never do that to you.
Well,
I feel like this is not conducive to my mental health, hanging out with his family.
Yikes.
Am I the jerk for not going to my boyfriend's family events.
Well,
Bethany.
Well, Bethany.
Okay, first of all, they do sound like drama. One at a wedding off cheating on one while you're entertaining the other half, which is awkward to begin with.
Mad awkward.
Already put in a bad position by everybody.
Now you're involved and you just now meeting everybody like dad, so
they're
it's like, ugh.
They're putting you in the middle of this breakup and you have nothing to do with these people. The
right.
dad, the hurtful part in itself is the dad trying to introduce him to somebody else. I don't know if he should have told her that. But that's a side issue.
And where did that come into play, right? Like,
yeah.
that was like, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah.
Clearly, they hadn't been as in an invested relationship yet, but that's still wrong
or
on
Pops. Or
the
dad wasn't taking her seriously.
Exactly. So, it's all a little weird, though, man.
Or they're all cheaters, and the dad knows that.
Yikes.
And Bethany's just here waiting.
Ooh, Bethany.
I don't know. Look, Bethany wants to know if she's the jerk for not going to her boyfriend's family events.
Well, see, the thing is, for me, it is about making that effort.
Mm-hmm.
And though she said she's uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
is the situation big enough of her involvement for her to warrant being uncomfortable? It's not for her to be uncomfortable at. Her and her relationship are good.
She feels like she's misunderstood, though, because they're blaming her and saying she told the girlfriend to leave the sister. Can I say something, though?
Yeah.
This is a deflection.
A little bit.
And Bethany needs to step up and call them out on this and go, the sister is saying this about me because she doesn't want to own that she got busted cheating on her girlfriend at the wedding with somebody else. So the sister now is going, ugh, your girlfriend told her to leave me. It's her fault we broke up. The reason you broke up is because you cheated.
It had nothing to do with
anybody else's opinion.
Sure.
See the deflection?
I hear the deflection.
Bethany,
I see the deflection.
So it's still toxic, though. And now she's caught up in it, which is why she doesn't want to have anything to do with his family.
But
they're toxic.
There's no way to clear the air. And Bethany has no chance at clearing the air if she's going to deflect in her own way and kind of remove herself from the situation. You're not going to build your relationship and you're not going to get any closer with your person's family by doing that. You're not going to remedy any of the situation.
True.
This might be one of those be a bigger person situations, and you're not being the bigger person, so
I
kind of got to lean towards jerk here.
I don't think she's a jerk. We're going opposite, because you treat me like that, I'm not coming around your family.
Well, you don't want to be treated like that in any situation,
but now you're screwed because it's your boyfriend's family.
And you have to stand up for yourself.
Yep.
You genuinely do. You're not going to get the respect that you want by just staying quiet or never going.
That's why I think she needs to stand up in that part and go, stop deflecting to me on the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
That's a separate issue. But I get why she's feeling uncomfortable about being pulled into all their drama.
She's not dealing with it. She kind of has got to deal with it, especially if she expects to be involved in this family.
That might make her a jerk that she's not dealing with it.
I think so. That's where I'm at.
I don't know.
You already said not the jerk.
Not the jerk. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. You can hit up that number. And we're going to talk to you guys next. Is Bethany the jerk for not going to her boyfriend's family events?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Bethany wants to know if she's the jerk for not going to her boyfriend's family events. She feels like they're not conducive to her mental health. She told a couple toxic stories, like the dad trying to introduce him to somebody else. A story about the sister getting caught cheating at a wedding, and now she's getting pulled into that drama and she doesn't want to be.
Yeah.
Is she the jerk for not going?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Gus. I'm going to start with the guy in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Gus.
Gus the guy.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Gus.
Do you think Bethany's a jerk for not going to her boyfriend's family events?
I'm going to say not the jerk.
All right.
Okay.
Elaborate for us, man. What you think?
So I think not the jerk, because if she realizes it's going to be bad for her to go to an event, that's one thing. But I would say she's kind of a jerk to herself for not dealing with it.
Ah. So not the jerk because she's self-preserving. But
she's avoiding.
She exactly. is avoiding. She yeah. is avoiding.
But she is avoiding.
By not going.
So until she deals with it, she doesn't have to go to the event, but she's got to deal with it sooner rather than later.
Okay. The thing is that it's if she wants to have a future with this man,
right.
At what point you can't not hang out with his family for your whole life? At some, if he's involved with them, you have to be involved with them. And if you don't want to be, it ain't it.
It ain't it.
It ain't it.
And that's what Gus yeah. is saying. So yeah. For right now, if you're looking to self-preserve, if you can't really deal with it, okay, yeah. not the jerk. But what's going to make you the jerk is if, say, a year, 2 years down the line, she's still doing this.
And then she looks like the petty one.
Okay, Gus, we follow.
He said not the jerk, though.
He said not the jerk. Not the jerk. Appreciate the call, man.
Thanks, Gus.
Yep. Ciao.
Ciao. Oh. Ciao.
Ciao.
Bust out a little Italiano, a little Espanol. Just sprinkle that in there. Call again, Gus. We like you.
He'll be the ciao guy.
Ciao guy.
Bella, our girl, got her own theme song called 5 days in a row. She's in Kenosha this morning. Bella.
Hey.
Good morning.
Even though she's married now. Even though she's married now, she still has Milkshake as her theme song.
One milkshake, though, for one person.
All right, Bella.
One.
Is Bethany the jerk for not going to her boyfriend's family events?
Yeah, she's a jerk for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think she's actually adding to the drama a little bit by choosing to not go. Like, well, now they're going to talk about her and why is she not there.
Well, it gives them a reason. But she didn't do anything. That's what's so crazy about this.
I mean, but in a family.
Just go handle it. You know, have a conversation. And, like, you're equally, like, to be present as everyone else, especially if it's, like, not your problem.
Ah, go try it. Be present.
Yeah.
Try to battle it. If they keep drawing you back into drama, then be like, enough.
Deal with it now rather than dealing with it later.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
Right,
and show up.
Think about it. If she is saying, or how she's feeling is true about the family, they could be a little toxic, whatever, then she's not there. They're guaranteed to be going, oh, your girl's not here again. You got to be there to defend yourself.
What's wrong with your girl?
Right. Don't give him that ammunition. Don't give him that ammunition. Well, I love it, Bella.
And by the way, Bethany needs to remember, she was the easiest one to blame at the time for the sister cheating because nobody knew her. So
she's
it was like, I'm just going to throw her to the wolves because she's my brother's new girlfriend. I don't give a damn. So I'm going to blame her when I get caught cheating.
We'll see if she survives that. Because
think about it. You're not going to, if you know your rest of your family too well, you can't pin it on them.
Yeah.
It's a deflection.
Hey, yo, that's a wild take.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, son.
All right,
Bella. Show up and call everybody out on this stuff. It'll be a good party.
Be like, I didn't say that. You go, show up and be like, I never said that to your girlfriend. She broke up with you because you cheated on her.
Bella,
exactly.
If anything, I was entertaining your girlfriend. I did you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
See, look at that spin.
Bella literally said, "Nah, go to the cookout and bring the beef."
and
we appreciate you. Yeah.
Can I come too? Okay, Bella. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day, y'all.
You too. Peace.
Last but not least, Jennifer is in Brown Deer, and she's going to be the tiebreaker because Gus said not the jerk. Mm-hmm. Bella said jerk.
Split.
Hey, Jennifer, good morning.
Good Good morning, guys. Love you.
Aww.
We love you back. Appreciate
love you too.
I am going to go with not the jerk. Yeah. I say anything. First of all, I'm a mental health nurse. Mm-hmm. Anything that you feel is harmful for your mental health, step back from.
You don't have to be a part of it.
No, you don't. I will say if she wants, like you said, Allie, if she wants a future with this guy, she's got to really consider what this relationship is to her. You can't marry somebody and not marry their family. You can't have kids with somebody and not have them in that family. So, I want to know where the boyfriend is in this. Is he stepping up defending her? Where is he?
Fair. That's actually fair.
Ah.
At no point in time did we bring this up about him.
No. Where is he?
It's her problem, but it's their relationship.
But it's his family, right?
And it would be the mental health nurse to ask that question.
The only thing the boyfriend did was let her know that the dad tried to hook him up with somebody else, which did nothing but hurt her feelings. It was not
and kind of gaslight the drama.
I just thought about that. The boyfriend was causing stress and drama too, because if your dad tried to hook you up with somebody and you just laughed it off, I don't want to know that. Like, that's actually hurtful. It added no value by telling the girlfriend about it.
It added a tinge of narcissism, if you ask me.
Narcissism, jealousy, confusion.
Yep. I thought he was being nice and courteous by saying so. Oh,
no,
snap.
No. He should never have told her that. That was not necessary.
Y'all should see my face
right
now.
He's a jerk. Yeah. Bethany, you are not the jerk. Your boyfriend is.
Okay, Jennifer, appreciate your call.
That was great.
All right. Have a great week, guys.
You too. Bye.
She could run for president, because I actually believe and was turned there with that. I'm like, yeah, that's right.
She knocked that out of the park. She made me question the whole situation. As I already painted the picture, I went, oh, snap. Mm-hmm. My canvas was almost dry. Now I got to restart.
Yeah, the boyfriend is just as toxic as everybody else is the way it sounds.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's just, you know, our opinions.
But today has been worked out. And
not
Bethany,
the jerk. They said Bethany does not have to if it's causing issues with their mental health. And the nurse who called in was right. You don't have to do anything that's causing harm to your mental health, even if it does involve family.
Yep.
But then you got to make some decisions.
But yeah, I was going to say, it comes with consequence, and that it's a turning point for sure. Whoa.
Not the jerk. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. Oh,
oh, oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.